Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about a graceful approach. A graceful approach. One of the things I've been thinking a lot about lately is the approach we take, the philosophy that we have towards the things that we do in life. The approach that we take, the philosophy that we have. Right now, we're in this time between Christmas and New Year's, and this is a time every year to be seeking God. What's the plan for the next year? What's the thing I'm supposed to be focused on? What are the things I'm supposed to be growing in? But no matter what you're focused on, no matter what you're devoting yourself to, no matter what you're planning on working towards, I think the most important thing is getting the approach right. What's your philosophy? What's your approach to how you're going to approach this upcoming year of 2022? What's the approach that you're going to take? Is it going to be the all or nothing approach? We see most of the people, they have these New Year's resolutions. They see this new beginning, this time of change is a new year, this gift of grace of a new year. And they go all or nothing and they're burned out by February at the latest, probably. They're a couple weeks into January and they're burned out and those habits don't tend to stick and they're no better off a year from now than they are today. They might even be in a worse state. But I want to talk today about taking a graceful approach, a different philosophy of living with God in the center of it. God being the center of it, being the source of your success in it, relying and trusting on Him and taking a different approach that allows His grace to flow. A different approach that allows His grace to flow at a greater level so that when you get out a year from now, you're so much further than you are right now. Now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, 2 months from now, you might not be able to tell that much progress, but when you get out an entire year from now, those results, those habits are going to be compounding and compounding and compounding. And once you learn this graceful approach, this graceful philosophy of living, it carries over into everything. Once you learn it, you have to pick one thing to learn this approach in, and then it carries over into everything that you do. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves before our time of communion today. We're going to be kind of outlining what does this graceful approach look like a little bit more and asking for God's help to apply this into our lives for this upcoming year of 2022. And once we learn it, you can apply it into everything. Once you learn this approach, you can apply it into everything that you do. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to send us opportunities to do good today, opportunities to be a blessing, opportunities to help people, opportunities to prosper and greatly increase. We ask you to help us to be sensitive to those opportunities And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to wake up every day. Excitement and energy for the day. Bring some presence, bring some energy, and some focus into these four fundamentals. These four fundamentals, if you just focus on mastering these things, this is one thing that you could focus on mastering over the next year. Just this communion process. You could focus on mastering this process over the next year. Staying positioned in the light, magnifying the light, staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And then taking action, doing those things that you know to do and doing them together in partnership with God. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're positioned in the light or we're positioned in darkness. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in humility first and foremost. To humble ourselves, to be willing to change, we'd be willing to repent, not insisting on our own way. And it's through humility that we receive that grace. We receive that forgiveness of sins from God. And then that forgiveness has to flow through us where we forgive ourselves, give ourselves that same grace that God has given us. And we let it flow through us to other people. Which means we got to let some things go. We got to let some things just effortlessly fade away. We got to stay positioned in love today. To be in the light is to be in love. Love and light are one and the same. To be in love, just a simple check. Am I externally focused or am I focused on myself? Am I focused on doing good and being a blessing? Or am I focused on bitterness and resentment and all the ways people have wronged me? And one of the greatest ways to stay positioned in the light is just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Just take your position in gratitude and praise today. And remember, every day as time moves forward, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light every day. And in the light, there is fullness in Christ. God has given us everything he has in Christ. Yesterday we talked about that you have spiritual fullness in Christ. God's given us everything he has in Christ. You are complete. There's nothing missing, nothing lacking. You are full in him. It's one of those symptoms you'll feel, that fullness in him. And it's out of his fullness that we receive grace upon grace. But in the light is everything he has, his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time and finances, all of it's available today, right now, today, to flow through you. And then we're going to start to magnify the light. First, we're going to get our positioning in this. Then we're going to magnify it to make it bigger or greater, where more of this can flow through our lives. We're going to give God a bigger place to work in our lives. And it's all about what we're focused on, where our attention is. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. It's all about what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on in our mind. You probably had the experience where you focus on some sort of problem and the problem seems to grow bigger on the inside of you. The size of the problem begins to look bigger. Well, the same is true of the light. When we magnify God, magnify the light, we make him bigger on the inside of us. And there's no limit to how big he can grow. He's unlimited in that. As you magnify the light, it also gets his word and his promises and his love and everything he has more fixed and established in your heart so that you become more consistent and immovable in it. So how do we magnify the light? We can magnify God's word, to be studying it diligently, to be thinking about it and talking about it, rolling it over in our mind. To be magnifying his unfailing love and his faithfulness, that nothing's impossible with him. To magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got peace with God. He wants to help us today. He eagerly desires to help us today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in earthen vessels. We can stay focused on all the things that are going well, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. But be of good cheer. He's going to help you overcome and triumph over every single one of them. You keep your focus on him. He's going to cause you to triumph every single time. Just choosing not to magnify them and choosing to magnify God as bigger than the problems instead. But he does give us the choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could choose to stay stuck in pride and rebellion, being unwilling to change, being unwilling to grow and try new things. We could be stuck in bitterness and resentment, looking out for ourselves, in complaining and venting mode all the time. Be just so focused on the issues and the problems and, you know, not thinking that God wants to help, not thinking that his power is he's willing and available to help today. Our philosophy can be lacking in God because we're so focused on the problems and we think God doesn't want to help today. We think he doesn't care. Maybe we think he cares, but maybe we think he just doesn't want to help for whatever reason. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. When you're in darkness, some symptoms we got to start working on getting onto our list here. You might be snapping at people. You might be withdrawing your presence. You might be avoiding people. You might feel this like emptiness, like something's missing, like this boredom on the inside. Then there's the heaviness and the pressure and just the weight on you. You might feel like it's hopeless, like it's trapped, or like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and dread of the future, confusion about what to do or which steps to take. You can get stuck in vicious cycles, bad patterns. But when you're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. There's rest in your soul. When you rest, you become so much more present. You become externally focused, and this whole new world opens up as you see all these opportunities that you didn't see before. And when you rest, God goes to work. And now everything feels free and easy and effortless because it's God doing the work. And now all of a sudden it's his energy, it's his power, it's his peace and love and joy and his mind beginning to flow through you. And all of a sudden, those bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles just begin to effortlessly break off of you because it's him doing the work. And God gives us this amazing gift of grace. It's learning to recognize these symptoms, learning to recognize these symptoms and turn it around quickly if we ever get off track. This amazing gift of grace. 1 second, you can be right back in. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for focusing on that, for magnifying that, for snapping at that person, for withdrawing my presence and giving them a silent treatment. Forgive me. You receive that forgiveness. You forgive yourself. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you reconcile with them. And then you just start praising and thanking God for his love, for his faithfulness, for his power, for bringing you into the light. And all of a sudden, a couple seconds later, it's all turned around, just begins to flow effortlessly again. And then we're going to stay tuned in today, listening for God's leading and direction today. A simple exercise I like to do every night before bed in my journal, starting with gratitude to get positioned in the light, writing out what were my wins for the day, what went well today, and then just asking these simple questions. God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just get still and you listen, and whatever comes to mind, you write it down. You just begin to record your journey with God day by day. And then you stay tuned in as you go throughout your day. Sometimes throughout the day, you need to slow down for a couple minutes. Just takes a couple minutes to slow down and connect with him. Get reconnected with his presence as you go throughout the day. If you're ever unclear on what to do or which direction to go, just ask. He'll show you every single time. And the final part I like to do in my journal is to plan my upcoming day with God. What do I know to do today? What do I know to do today? There's some things that you probably know need to happen today. There's probably just some things on your to-do list. Maybe there's some things in your conscience that keep coming up like, oh, I know I need to do that, but I keep forgetting. I keep putting it off. I keep procrastinating on it. Maybe God's given you some leading or excitement about something to do today. What do you know to do? And make your plan for the day. And then wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to walk out this day with expectation, with full confidence in God. I'm going to execute this plan. I'm going to execute these things that I know to do. I'm going to stay positioned in the light and trust that God's going to be helping me to execute these things today. And as you do this, creates this beautiful thing where we're receiving this grace from God and it begins to flow through you. And His grace beautifies you. And beauty is magnetizing. Beauty is attractive. His grace, as it begins to flow through you, just begins to pull more and more of everything He has for you into your life. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven. All these things will be added to your life. Let's talk about a different approach, a graceful approach. So in this coming year, we're going to take a different approach if you've never done this before. We're going to take an approach that has God in the center. We're going to take a prayerful approach, asking God for His help. We're going to start by taking communion over it today. Take a prayerful, God-centered approach. And we're going to start small because God gives grace to the humble. We're going to start small and we're going to take a gentle approach. The Bible says that God's gentleness makes us great. Gentleness leads to greatness. We're going to start small and take a gentle approach that focuses on building momentum over time. And we're going to master the fundamentals. No matter what you want to master this year, what you want to grow in this year, there's probably just a few key fundamentals to master. We're going to keep it very, very simple this year. Let's simplify all the complexity down. There's probably just a few key fundamentals to truly master over this next year. And if you begin to seek God, He'll begin to show you those things. We're going to start small, take a gentle approach, and we're going to focus on just simplifying down and mastering those fundamentals. What really matters? We're going to give ourselves the grace of extended time. Often we get frustrated because we're not seeing the results fast enough. We're going to give ourselves the grace of extended time, but have a high sense of urgency today. I'm going to take action today. I'm going to be consistent. And I'm going to handle the highs and the lows as I go through the year. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be highs and lows. God told the people when they went to the promised land, there's going to be a land of hills and valleys. There's going to be some ups and downs in this land. And it's learning to handle them correctly. The highs is not about getting full of pride. It's about realizing that God's the source of increase. He's the one that moved you up to that new high. And during the lows of the year, that's the time where you get more connected to Him. That's where you rely on Him. You trust in Him more because you know that those lows are simply just setting you up for the next high. And you master this approach. It teaches you how to be more consistent, to see this grace flowing through you consistently. There's a rhythm to this grace. It has some highs and lows throughout the year. And in those lows, we're not going to quit. We're going to persist. We're going to keep going. And what's going to happen? You're going to know God more and more through this process. So whatever it is that you want to master this year, whatever it is you want to grow in or improve this year, let's take a different approach. Let's take this graceful approach. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to have You in our lives. We're so thankful that we can take this graceful approach and do it together with You. We can make 2022, this beautiful year, all because of Your grace. And we're asking for Your help today to master this graceful approach, because once we learn it, we can apply it into everything. Asking for Your help to take this beautiful, graceful approach, because it's this philosophy, it's this approach that really leads to success in whatever it is that we do. It's just learning the different skill sets and the various things, but the approach stays the same. We're asking for Your help with that, Lord, to get our approach the way that it should be, a graceful approach. Father, we thank You for this bread. I ask You to bless it. We thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread. He said, "This is My body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." And He said, "Take it. Receive it. He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. So I'm thinking of one of the other most important concepts we didn't talk about today. Give yourself some margin. Talk about taking a gentle approach. Show up every day and put in the work. But leave some margin. Give yourself more margin in your approach this year. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Just thinking of this graceful approach. It's not one of force and forcing it to happen and efforting our way into it. This graceful approach is learning how to take consistent action that's relying on God's grace to fill it, God's grace to supply it. He gives grace to the humble and to the gentle, but also to the disciplined and the consistent. That pressure is off of you. We're going to roll it onto God. We're going to show up every day with a good attitude and execute consistently, but we're trusting in him to fill it, trusting in his grace to supply it. It becomes this beautiful thing. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." The forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that makes all this possible. Have this partnership with God. Partnership with God. I believe as you experience this graceful approach, it's going to help you to know him better. Like I said, once you get it, you can apply it into everything. This is the way I write books. This is the way I do videos. This is the way I do my workouts. This is the way I approach nutrition. This is the way I approach my family. This is the way I approach every area of life, is with this approach, with this philosophy underlying all of it. It can be applied into everything that you do. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So now it's about making today a masterpiece. How are we going to use this graceful approach? At the end of the year, you put these things into practice. You focus on just making every day a masterpiece. At the end of the year, you're going to be amazed at where it leads you. You stay positioned in the light. Keep repositioning yourself each day. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms and you turn it around quickly, because sometimes life is trying to pull us off of that path. Life has a tendency of trying to knock us out of the light and pull us off the path. And we got to turn it around quickly if we get off track. We're going to stay tuned in today to make this year a beautiful year. We got to stay tuned in for God's leading. We got to take action. You got to understand the importance of today. To make this year a beautiful year, you got to understand the importance of right now, today. Making the most of today. And you keep doing that day by day. Staying tuned in, doing those things that you know to do, taking action today and doing it together with God. He's going to lead you to this beautiful place. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, I think we've got some good things coming. We're going to be talking about putting daily exercise. We've got some workouts we're going to be pairing with our daily communions coming up this year. And we're looking for some ways and how can we help each other to stay consistent and accountable with this gentle approach that we take with it. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.